Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we will be in the 20th century visiting with James Montgomery Boyce. Dr. Boyce was born on July 7, 1938. He lived in a bedroom community of Pittsburgh. He was quite a high school athlete. His dad was a doctor and positioned Boyce for a fine education. As a high school student, Boyce was sent to the Stony Brook School in New York. He was mentored by Frank E. Gabelline, a biblical scholar and theologian in his own right. Well, after Stony Brook, Boyce went to Harvard for his undergraduate, and then he went to Princeton for his MDiv. After that, he was on his way to Basel for a PhD in theology. Well, while he was in Basel, there were a group of people who pressured him to start a Bible study, and he started a Bible study that became a church, and to this day, there is an evangelical church there in Basel, that great Reformation city, and there's a church there founded by Dr. Boyce. Well, he graduated from Basel in 1966, and 2 years later, in 1968, he was installed as the minister of Philadelphia's 10th Presbyterian Church near Rittenhouse Square on Spruce Street in Philadelphia, an historic church. Its spire went way into the sky, and its organ and its pipes could be heard throughout the city on a Sunday morning. Well, in the 1970s, in 1974 to be exact, Boyce started the Philadelphia Conference on Reformed Theology. And in those early years, people would gather there in 10th Church to hear John Gershner and a young R.C. Sproul and J.I. Packer and others, this constellation of Reformed theologians. In 1978, a number of them joined together and formed the International Council for Biblical Inerrancy. Boyce served as the chairman, Dr. Sproul served as the president, and the ICBI put out the Chicago Statement on Inerrancy. They established themselves for a 10-year run, and that was the life they had. Boyce also helped establish the Alliance for Confessing Evangelicals. In 1994, that group stood strong against the Evangelicals and Catholics Together document and took a stand for justification by faith alone. Well, in addition to those organizations, we have the books that Dr. Boyce wrote. One of them, Foundations of the Christian Faith, is his systematic theology. It's billed as a comprehensive and readable theology. He also wrote Renewing Your Mind in a Mindless Age. And another one of his books, Two Cities, Two Loves, is subtitled Christian Responsibility in a Crumbling Culture. In addition to those books, he was known for his expositional commentaries. These, of course, grew out of his many sermons preached from 1968 to the year 2000 from the pulpit of 10th Presbyterian Church. He did a 5-volume series on John that was published, a 4-volume series on Romans, 2 volumes on the Minor Prophets, 3 volumes on Genesis, and 3 volumes on the Psalms. There are also commentaries on Acts, Philippians, Nehemiah, Joshua, Ephesians, and Philippians, and a few more books. Well, Dr. Boyce was married to Linda. They had 3 daughters. In 1982, Linda and Dr. Boyce founded the City Center Academy, a school there in Philadelphia. On the morning of Good Friday, April 21, 2000, Dr. Boyce was diagnosed with cancer. He died 8 weeks later on June 15, 2000. During those 8 weeks, he had one more thing to write, and those were hymns. He wrote 13 in all. One of them is entitled Hallelujah. The other, Come to the Waters. An invitation for all who have no money but are thirsty, and those who have no funds but are hungry, to come to the waters, to come to the fountain, to drink freely of Christ. Well, that's Dr. Boyce, a pastor, a writer, a hymn writer. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I see that I have a moment to share with you a quote From the old Princeton scholar Charles Hodge talking about inspiration, Hodge says, "In saying that the Bible is the Word of God, we mean that He is its author, that He says whatever the Bible says, that everything which the Bible affirms to be true is true, that whatever it says is right, whatever it declares to be wrong is wrong."